because we've been looking at kingdom timing for several sessions. Wow. I don't know how many sessions Dave has up there. I can take a look. You can too, just by going to the bottom of the contact us page. You keep going, and right there you have the schedule. Underneath that schedule, there'll be a rectangle box. Hit that. It'll take you to our major website. If you go to the top of the page, it'll say Radio Archives. You hit it, go to the bottom of the page, and you'll have it, along with everything else. Okay, let's look at this today because it's important. We've been looking at living in dangerous times inside the timing of God, 1 Corinthians 10, Numbers 13 and 14. And we view very thoroughly what happened when the spies decided. The spies said, no, we can't do it. We can't go any further than we are right now. No. And they went back and it cost them basically their life. Now, I want to continue with this because there's carnality involved here. The snares of carnality. See, body, mind, and spirit, right? Body, mind, and spirit, all right? The mind, the soul is where carnality comes from. It generates out of the soul. It's okay, the physical body goes out and does things. All right, we go out and do things, right? Okay. But it's being generated out of the soul, the mind, will, and emotions that we've been pretty thorough talking about. Now, let's look at the snares of carnality. Here's what happens when the body, mind, spirit, remember, any two of you agree on touching anything, it shall be done. So the soul says, I want to do something. And the body agrees. That's what happens. I want to go out and do this. I want to go out and have a drink at the local bar, the local saloon. That's a soul thought. Soulish. The body goes, yeah, that probably will taste pretty good. And there you go. Now, there's snares of carnality. Just like a animal gets caught in a snare. The Bible talks about the fowler catching the bird in a snare. Now, let me show you the snares of carnality. Here's what happens. Your perspective can overwhelm God's perspective. That's the snare of carnality. Your perspective can overwhelm God's perspective. Why? Because you have free will. You have free will. You can make a choice. There's always a choice. I mean, as a child of God, as a child of God, you have a choice. That's why Christians do very bad things. Christians do very bad things because they allow the carnality of the mind, will, and emotions, the soul part of them, they've never had that soul really renewed. See, that's why the Bible says the soul and the flesh wrestle against the spirit. So that whole flesh-soul team wrestles against the spirit. The spirit of God is a candle unto the Lord, spirit of man. So what happens is that the perspective, as you see things. Now, with the children of Israel and the spies, their perspective, there's giants in the land. There's nothing we can do about them. They're bigger, stronger, greater, more powerful than we are. And let us go back to Egypt. And it overwhelmed the perspective of God. Go ahead, take the land, it's yours. All right, that's the first thing. Second thing, you can allow sorrow to overcome your life. I know a lot of people that are living in sorrow about some event that happened years ago. They still live in that sorrow. They're still functioning in sorrow. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And with that sorrow, they live there. They don't function. They don't go on. They don't go on to what God has for them because they choose to go backwards. That's number three. You can choose to go backwards. You can go backwards if you wish. Like the term backsliding. You can go back. You can go away. You can go away from the Lord. You can go away from His Spirit. You can. You can. You can go backwards. Israel did. Israel would go backwards all the time. God would show them, do some wonderful things for them. If anybody operated under the miraculous, it was Israel. Huh? I mean, the wonderful miracles God did for them. Amazing. He made the sun stand still. That's right. The sun stood still for them. Victory was always theirs. All they got to do is just follow the course of the Lord, and victory would be theirs. They would take home another win. The Amalekites were coming. By the way, I see what's going on in Israel. Let me just throw that out to you. Israel and all this peace treaties, don't make a peace treaty with them. Why? Because Deuteronomy 7, 1 and 2 will tell you not to make a peace treaty with them because they will not keep it. You look at the Word of God and you look what's going to happen in current events, and you look at the Word of God and look at the current events and you look at the Word of God, and there it is. There it is right there. So, you can choose to go backwards. A person can choose to go backwards away from God. Number four, you can release a death curse, and that's exactly what they did. Your Christians say, well, that just scares me to death. Really? Oh, yeah, I'm just scared to death. That's a death curse on you. You don't understand that. You understand how in the spirit realm you're putting a death curse on yourself. Well, and they talk about death all the time. Oh, I could just die. Hello? Well, that's just an expression, is it? Or you need to learn some spiritual truths, is it? Because life and death are in the power of the tongue. So you go out there, a person goes out there and says, well, that just scares me to death. I'm deathly afraid of that. And you give the enemy ammunition to destroy your life. I'm just deathly afraid that I live in this fearfulness. Lord, help us, God. And you can slander the land of which you have been given. That's what they did. They slandered the land in which they were given. God gave them the promised land. You can, listen to me, you can slander what God has given you. Slander it. Well, I don't like this old truck. I don't know why I got it. Slandering it. But it's an inanimate object. So is the land. So is the land inanimate. Oh, I don't like, you know, that always bothers me. Slandering what God has given you. Listen to me. Ooh. I put a peg down here and speak on this for a couple hours. Understanding spiritual things. Understanding blessings and cursings. Understanding blessings and favor. Well, I never get nothing from Jesus. Mm-hmm. And you won't get nothing, sweetheart, unless you change thoughts. You see? Well, you know, I never can get ahead. This old house of mine, always, something's always wrong here. Slandering it. That's what Israel did. They slandered the promised land. We can't go there. We'll never go over there. We'll never have nothing over there. There's too many obstacles over there for us to go over there. Well, spies, you have up to 3 million people. You have 3 million people. That's a whole lot of folk. You got all these guys that know how to fight, and you let a handful of giants keep you from some wonderful blessings of God. Don't allow a handful of giants to keep you from the blessings of God. See, snares of carnality is when you do not see this signifying moment is, and therefore you lose the opportunity. The timing. You don't see the timing. The significant moment. Here it is, God. Now I'm going to go for it. You do not see the significant moment, and you lose the opportunity for the promise that is waiting for you. There's blessings that are waiting for you, that they're just around the corner, so to speak. And here's a significant moment in time. It may be a job opportunity. It could be a promotion. I mean, it could be anything. It could be anything coming your way. And here's what really messes us up. Well, I'll just wait. Well, you just wait and just lost the job. I should have had that job. Why didn't you have it? Well, I just didn't know. Numbers chapter 13, 32 through Numbers 14, 9 is exactly that. Did not see the significant moment they had to cross that Jordan and go into the promised land, and it cursed the very land they were going to. They went backwards and they died in the desert. See, you can choose to walk in the same spiritual condition, or you can have a different spirit. That's right. You choose to walk in the spirit. I talked about last Sunday, you'll be able to hear it sometime this week. Let me see when it's coming up next. All right. It's coming up on Wednesday, right after Jamie at 1:45 Eastern, when I talked about the anointing of the Spirit of God and a freshness, a fresh anointing, a fresh power. I'm also going to teach it. I'm going to teach that on Friday night at 10:45 Eastern right here on Grace Point Radio. I'll be teaching it to the International Church. It will be well worth your time to stay up East Coast and break into what God wants you to have and the anointing he wants you to have in your life. You can choose to walk in that wonderful, powerful Spirit of God, or you can just stay right where you are. That's not God's fault. That's not God's fault. It's never God's fault. You can just go, okay, God, I'm going forward with you. I want more of you. I want to go deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. I want to have some power in my life. I am tired of the condition I am in. I'm tired of the situation I find myself in. I'm tired of going through the same old, same old, same old every day. I'm tired of fighting the same giants all the time. Now, I told the church, what you respect will come toward you. What you respect will come toward you. You start saying, Lord, I respect the anointing. I respect the power. What you disrespect will go away from you. What you respect will come toward you. So when a person says, well, I'm always fighting the same devils, they're respecting that. And it comes right toward them. You ever notice that? You ever notice that? Somebody says, well, I think I'm going to get sick. Hello? It's an open door to whatever. Like when the COVID was going around, everybody lined up for it. Because the news media told you to line up for it. We all lined up. Here we are. We're going to get COVID. It's going to be bad. We're going to have a hard time. Like I saw a commercial the other day. Well, the flu season's here and you're going to get the flu. Who says I am? The pharmaceutical companies said I am. So I guess I got to go and line up. Line up. Here comes the flu. I think I'll get it. And that's what's been happening. Christians, line up. Don't get mad at me when I'm under the anointing, okay? Well, I won't listen to this guy. That's okay. I'll go watch The Price is Right. Oh, just go ahead. You're not winning that gift anyway. You're just watching somebody else win it. So how come you get so excited about it? Just line right up. Let's line up. Let's just line right up. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to say, God, I am your child. Now, we use wisdom. We use understanding because wisdom is a principal thing. Most of your problems could be solved with a little bit of wisdom involved with it. Most of the problems you have is because of not using wisdom in a lot of things and not asking God to give you the wisdom because it's a principal thing. And I like when Jamie gets on and he talks about, Lord, give them the wisdom to understand what I'm about to say to them. I think that's grand. Wisdom is the principal thing. See, wisdom is the principal thing. So what should we do? Okay, let me go through that one more time for those that are listening today. All right? Got phones are lighting up. All right? Your perspective can overwhelm God's perspective. Number two, you can allow sorrow to overcome. Number three, you can choose to go backwards. Number four, you can release a death curse. Number five, you can slander the land on which you've been given. Number six, you cannot see who's the significant your moment is and therefore lose the opportunity for the promise that is waiting you. Numbers 13, 32 through 14:9. Lastly, you can choose to walk in the same spiritual condition or you can have a different spirit in your life. I think I would take a area of my life and say, God, is that a cardinal area of my life that I need help in that area. Ask God to help you. He will, you know.